Hey, man.
How's it going?
That's good.
We should introduce ourselves.
Yeah. This is Tim Slover.
I'm Lee. Hey, let's try it one more time. God. Let's try it one more time. I'm Lee Hale.
I'm Tim Slover. We are the producers of More to Say.
We're the producers of More to Say. And this is a show that takes quite a bit of effort to put together. I know it sounds seamless, but a lot of that comes from Tim poking and prodding and cutting and splicing. And we're just talking about the reporters.
Right. And a lot of, well, that's what you do. A lot of rounding people up and getting people into the studio and the scheduling. And then we do a lot of the editing together. And, you know, we actually are a really small team. It's you and I.
It's basically us plus Doug.
Yeah.
And we're not complaining right now. In fact, we like doing all of those things. We like producing a show. We like cutting tape. We like listening. We like the long hours. Actually, it's kind of fun sometimes, but
we like being creative. We like having control over a product that we care about.
Totally. So it's not that we're saying boo-hoo. It's thank you. Like, thank you for letting us do this job. It's great. But it's also a luxury. And the reason we're able to do it is because you support us and you sustain us and there's money to, you know, to justify our jobs. We want to keep bringing you podcasts like this. We want to keep bringing you episodes that you enjoyed.
So, we're going to just play a couple of moments from the podcast. We've been doing this for a few months now, sort of reintroduce you to what we do and why we think this is a show that's worth supporting. The whole point of More to Say is that you're hearing stories in a deeper way than you would normally hear them on the air.
So we have a tagline.
Yeah.
After a story is reported, sometimes there's more to say. But that's two parts, right? There's more to listen to because what we're able to do is kind of expand the recordings, the audio that you might hear on radio.
One of our earlier episodes done by our colleague Eric Newman, he was working on a story about these mothers who meet at a village inn to talk about their children's drug addictions. It's a support group for the moms, and he gathered unbelievable tapes.
Let's skip to math.
No,
I think we've covered opiates.
Yeah, the paranoia, the meth would create.
Yeah, the looking out the window. There's somebody out there. They're coming to get me.
Oh my God, meth creates monsters.
Oh yeah.
But you know what? They can be amazing cleaners.
Listening to that tape, I'm just transfixed by what those women are saying, and those are the moments we look for in the podcast to show off. Kind of, I mean, powerful radio. That's what that is.
For real.
And also, you know, when reporters like me report a story, we have a script. We try to read it effectively in a natural way, but you can tell that we're reading. And more to say, reporters don't read anything, right? They are talking off the cuff, and that sometimes gives you a little insight more into their mind, their basically just them as people, which I find more interesting.
So these people are in crisis, and they're being put in jails. And we don't know whether they're being taken care of. We don't know if they have the resources. We don't know if they have the knowledge and education. And we don't know if these people, we don't know if the people who are running the jails are compassionate toward these inmates.
But that doesn't make any sense. These are,
and you know, finally,
agencies. How
there's the other side of that microphone. Our fearless host, Mr. Doug Fabrizio.
Dougie Fresh Fabrizio, as I like to call him.
Yeah. And you know, we like to think that More to Say is actually another place to let a different side of his personality shine out a little bit.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Why aren't you on Twitter?
Because I'm terrible at Twitter. I'm terrible at all social media.
Oh, you're good at engaging with people, though.
No, but I haven't figured out the digital way of doing it.
Digital way of doing it. So do you not think it's real life?
No, I don't think I do.
Oh.
I think you're right, though. It is, isn't it?
So here's the deal. We're not going to tell you to call the number because you probably won't, and that's okay. I wouldn't either. But I would ask that you go to KUER.org, KUER.org, and there you can donate to the station. The nice thing is we're not just asking just for your money. There's some gifts there, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's some cool dino mugs.
What we'd really love is for you to become a sustaining member of the station. That's where you pick an amount of money. It starts at $5, and you send that our way every month for as long as you want. Go to KUER.org and make a donation, the Spring Fund Drive.
We appreciate it a lot.